Well, praise the Lord and greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to worship with us here at Mount Calvary Miracle Temple Apostolic Church, where our pastor is the Honorable District Elder Johnny Magnus. Please enjoy the wonderful Word of God. God bless you.
That you are in this place.
Amen.
I want to give my first honor to the Lord for being the head of my life.
Yes.
And I mean that thing. I want to thank God for one more day. One more day.
Hallelujah.
If you didn't have the pleasure of meeting Junior Deacon Connors, that used to be his testimony. And it was kind of difficult for him to move up and down, but he kind of walked kind of slow. But when he did come up to the front, or when he did speak and give his testimony, he would say, I want to thank God one more day. One more day.
Yes.
One more day. Yes. Well, saints, he passed away.
Yes.
He can't say that any longer.
Well.
And so I had to take the baton.
Well.
One more day. You're not stricken in years just yet. I'm middle aged. I'm not up there just quiet just yet. But no, you don't understand. Young people are leaving this world. You don't have to be elderly to leave this world. You can be of all ages and you can leave this world. So we have everything to be grateful for today. So happy Mother's Day to you. I'm thinking of my mother right now in Akron, Ohio. I'm thinking of her. I wish her happy Mother's Day today. And certainly thank God for her. But I want to also give honor where honor is due to our pastor, Suffolk and Bishop-elect Johnny Magnus, and First Lady Magnus. Hallelujah. Let's give God the praise. I want to thank God for him and them being able to give me a platform. There's a lot of people who aren't able to preach on Sunday mornings because only the pastor does. And that's not shame. And I'm not. That's just the way that our administration is set up, and thank God for his compassion and his mercy and his understanding that he allowed all of us ministers to have an opportunity to present the word of God and preach the gospel. Amen. I want to thank God for, again, our pastor and first lady. I want to thank God for my wife being here, Sister Pope. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. I thank God because she's a good mother, she's a good stepmother, and you know, she's just good. It's the Holy Ghost in her. And I just thank God for you, letting the Holy Ghost guide you and lead you with your decision making and who you are. I want to thank God because she is my better half. You know, she's professional, and she ain't afraid to have no church either. She'll have church where she at. If the Spirit hit her, she'll... What? Sometimes she's scared.
Hallelujah!
I'm sorry, God embarrasses his focus.
Hallelujah!
Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. And I just have to, you can't do nothing but just praise God with her, amen? But I also want to thank God for all of you. Where would we be without you all? And so I just want to thank God for your prayers, thank God for your testimonies. Without you, there would be no me. Look, I'm a work in progress. I am still eating off of your testimonies. I'm still eating off of your fellowship, your songs. I'm still eating off of the prayers that you're praying to the Lord on my behalf. And I want to thank God for you. They are not going in vain. I appreciate every one of you. Amen. And I want to let you know, from my household to yours, we love you. And happy Mother's Day. Amen. Amen. Won't you bow your heads in a word of prayer? Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence. because we're seeking something from you. We know that you're our God. We ask, Father, that you bless us on this Mother's Day with something to keep us, Lord. We live in an evil world where there are real tests. And in these real tests, we need a real God. So keep us with your real word. We don't need something that's imitation. We don't need something that's manufactured. Father, give us your word today. Not my own opinion. Not my own personal dogma, Lord. Please, Lord, we rely on your word. Help us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If I'm coming to you all from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 1, verse number 5. That's 2 Timothy, chapter number 1, verse number 5. And here we have the Apostle Paul, who's writing to Timothy, a younger man. And Paul is an apostle. Timothy was an elder, a bishop. And he's encouraging Timothy. And the encouragement that I saw while reading this reminded me of the lineage of mothers today. Now, y'all pray for me, because I want to preach this the way that the Lord gave this to me. And then I'll sit down. I don't believe in going or bucking up against the Spirit. But I saw some of you in this. And then that made me even more excited. You ever read the Bible and you read the scriptures and it reminds you of somebody that you personally know? What an exciting thing. I know that that's what the pastor just did. That's what First Lady just did. That's what Elder Gentry just did. That's what, you know, and you're just getting so excited because what you're able to see. Thank you. Thank you. What I was able to see in the scriptures, I'm reminded that we do these things. And it just boosted me up even more. So Paul is an aged man. Paul's an apostle. He's writing to the younger man, Timothy. And Timothy is a bishop. He is established. But he has some words of encouragement to give to Timothy. And every once in a while, you know, it gets rough a little bit down here. You got people, everybody that says they like you or love you, a lot of them don't like you and they don't love you. There's some, because they don't have the right spirit. If they had the Holy Ghost, they would love you. If they had the Holy Ghost, they would be supporting you. But not everybody that we see out in the world has our best interest in heart. The devil, his sole motive is to steal, to kill, and destroy. He wants you destroyed. So no wonder when Jesus allowed that spirit to enter into swine, what did we see happen? Steal, kill, and they were destroyed. Right. So if I have that spirit in me, I'm not going to like you. I'm not going to support the things that you support. Right. In fact, I'm going to try to tear you down. And don't we see people trying to tear us down? Amen. So we have to encourage one another. Although it is Mother's Day, and I know we're looking our best today and we're supporting one another, let's continue this.
Yes.
And young people, you don't even have to be young to have a mother. You say Happy Mother's Day, right?
Uh-huh.
You say you love your mother, right?
Yep, Lord.
We'll love her every day. You shouldn't have to wait till Mother's Day just to love your mama.
Amen.
Amen. Mom, I love you. I got you some, mama. Okay, 1201. I hate you. No, that's not how we do. Anyway, let me get into the word. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Let me stop right there. So the Apostle Paul is acknowledging Timothy's grandmother, Lois. And he's acknowledging that Lois had the faith that you have. And not only did Lois have the very same unbroken and unfeigned faith that you actually have, but your mother, Eunice, she also had that faith, or has that faith. And now what I want you to do is I want you to stir up that gift that you received when I placed my hands on you, because this actually happened. Paul, the Apostle Paul, laid his hands on Timothy, and Timothy received some sort of gift. It could have been the gift of the Holy Ghost. It could have been other gifts of the Spirit. Nevertheless, Timothy received a gift from God. And what Paul is saying is, I want you to continue in what you received.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to come back to this in verse number 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Verse number 10, which is my final verse, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. My message today is running with the baton of faith. Running with the baton of faith. I had the privilege of watching my daughter, one of my daughters, Bethany, as she began running last year, and even this year, as she began running on a team, they had what is known as a baton. And I guess the only thing that I could probably mimic with is, you know, this microphone. You have a baton, and when you're running a relay race, it only counts if you're holding the baton. So there were four individuals on her team, and they are given the task of each one of them running a specified amount or a specified distance. And then once they reach a certain point, their job is to hand the baton to the next person on the team. Well, if they happened to drop the baton, I think that happened, I believe it was last year, we saw a player on the other team, a runner on the other team, she actually dropped the baton. And you can't just run the race without the baton.
Right, right.
Because if you run the race without the baton, your running is in vain. I don't care if you're going faster than the other runners on the other team. You may be, I'm smoking it, look at that. I told y'all, you ain't got no baton. So what you need to do is you need to go back, pick up the baton, and then you can continue the race. While I was reading 2 Timothy, I began to think of this race. And I begin to think of Lois, Timothy's grandmother, who had received the word of faith, unfeigned faith. And it must have been something, because the Apostle Paul acknowledged the faith of this woman. So let me just stop right there, because it just doesn't have to just be limited to them. Some of you have the same type of faith. You believe in God. Nothing is going to break your faith. You're praying for your children. That's what makes you a good mother. You've learned how to sacrifice. You've learned how to give your all and then some. Your kids aren't even aware of the type of sacrifices that you have made so that they can live. But you don't do it for accolades. You don't do it for a thank you. You do it because you love them and you want them to survive. You want them to reach a point of wellness and health and betterment. You want them to be the best that they know how to be, because you are a good mother. But with the power of the Holy Ghost, that love is not just encapsulated with your own natural family. The type of love that you now have cannot be limited by just one family or one being. Now you have to tell everybody and show everybody about the love of Jesus. You may not even know them, but you love them. You don't want to see people in sin, so you try to warn them the best way that you know how. And that's what I saw in Lois as I was reading that she had an unbroken faith, just like many of you have. That faith that you had, it was almost like a tradition that was based on the Word of God. And then came Eunice. Eunice must have been her daughter, because Paul acknowledges Eunice in the same lineage as Timothy, because Eunice was Timothy's mother. Somewhere down the line, Lois was able to grab the baton, if you can allow me to use this analogy. And as she began to run, she passed it, the baton.
Well,
I can't do it right. If I really enacted, I'd probably run off through the tunnel. I don't want to do that. But somewhere down the line, Eunice was able to grab the baton and she began to run this race. Isn't that a beautiful thing? That, yes, we've heard over and over the stories of grandpa and grandma and mom and dad, of uncle and aunt. We've heard all the testimonies. Some of our families know all the great miracles. If you had the privilege of having a family who was raised in Pentecost, and you heard all the different types of miracles and different testimonies of healings and deliverances, you've heard all of these things. It starts to become second knowledge, even though you've heard them over and over again. Sometimes, if we're not careful, they become too common.
Well,
Eunice did not allow that to happen, because she also had the faith. So it's not enough. You know, as Moses was standing before the burning bush, God revealed himself. And he revealed himself, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But God's will was for him to also be the God of Moses. And I appreciate what you did for grandma. And I appreciate what you did for grandpa. I appreciate what you did for dad. And I appreciate what you did for mom. But I need to know you for myself. And there's somebody here that is hungry for the Word of God. You're tired of living a life of sin. You're tired of lying to yourself. The problem is, when you're living in the flesh, you're too impulsive. When those all impulses rise, you act on it. My wife and I were talking about this the other day, about how dangerous it is for an individual to be limited by their anger. Anger is a type of drug. When you're angry, you're not thinking straight. You'll say any old kind of thing. You'll do any old kind of thing. And then when the anger subsides, I didn't mean to do that. What was I thinking? That's not like me. And even other people around you, that doesn't sound like Brother Pope. That doesn't sound like him. It's because that anger spirit, you allowed anger to take over. You need God. You need God to take that anger from you. Many people are in jail today. Many people woke up in prison this morning thinking, what have I done? How did I get here? How did I get here? I didn't mean to do that. When we're angry, we're not thinking straight. And what I thank God about Eunice is she continued in that vein. She continued in that testimony, and she held on to the faith. Well, Brother Pope, how does that help me? You talk about anger. Well, first things first, you need to submit to God. You can't just resist the devil. The Bible doesn't say resist the devil and he'll flee. No, the devil ain't going to flee from you. The devil ain't scared of you, not by myself. The devil ain't scared of me just by myself. The seven sons of Sceva tried that same thing. They tried to rebuke the devil out of the house. Instead, the devil rebuked them out of the house. Why? Because they lacked the power of the Holy Ghost in a relationship with Jesus Christ. You've got to know him. You've got to know him. You've got to know him. I'm going to use my wife as an example. I love my wife. I mean, we've been married how many years? I'm not going to do that to you since. We've been married almost 14 years. I like to put her on the spot sometimes. But I love my wife. But the relationship that I have with God transcends that. The relationship that she has with God transcends the relationship that she has with me. But because of the relationship she has with God, it betters the relationship she and I have with one another. Amen? Amen. I'm talking about submitting to God. It didn't just say resist the devil and he will flee. He ain't gonna flee. I rebuke you in the name of James Poe. The devil's gonna laugh.
Well.
But when you read the scripture at the beginning, submit to God. When you submit to God, then you can resist the devil and he will flee. Some of us have to be retrained. You know how to fight with this. You know how to fight with every one of these knuckle sandwiches. You know how to fight. Oh, what they say about my mama? Well, you always know, huh? Oh, on Mother's Day? Oh, no, she didn't. No. Well, what would happen if you took that same type of zeal and you applied it to God, and instead of fighting a natural fight, you began to fight spiritually? In other words, what's he say about my mama? Wait a minute. We gonna pray for her right now in Jesus' name. You know what? We gonna give them some cookies like Deacon Donna right now. What kind does she like? Does she like soft backs, chocolate chip, sugar cookies? Hey man, I'm just getting you excited for the dinner next door. See, that's what I'm doing. But what does she like? Because I have to fight a different way now. Lois was a good woman. She had unfeigned faith. Eunice was a good woman. She had unfeigned faith. So much so, it's acknowledged in the Word of God. And then Paul comes right back around. And that same faith, Timothy, is found in you.
Yes.
Your mother has a testimony. Your brothers and sisters have a testimony. Your aunts and uncles have a testimony. What about your testimony? What about your lion's den? What about your Red Sea moment? Saints of God, we have what it takes to make it. How do I know? In verse number 5, this is what Paul says to Timothy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first. So it was the same faith. The same faith. They believed the same thing.
Hallelujah.
The same common salvation that's brought up and mentioned in Jude. The same common salvation. The same thing that was preached. That's why there's no 3 and 4 different gospels. There's only one gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's keep reading here. In verse number 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance. Let me read that first thing in number 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So now you've kept the faith. Some traditions are not bad. Some traditions are based on the Word of God. We don't have to buck up against everything mom and dad says. If it's aligned with the scriptures, why fight against it?
Right, right.
You may just be fighting against God. Mama, no, you didn't. My mama said, Mama, as long as mama's in the Word of God, you're talking against God.
Yes.
Watch what you say. We need to protect our mothers.
Yes.
Amen. We need to pray for our mothers.
Amen.
How many is protective? I'm protective of my mother.
Amen.
I'm protective of my mother.
Hallelujah.
We're living in a society today, they don't protect their mothers anymore like they used to. In fact, they'll join with everybody else to tear down their own mother.
Hallelujah.
They'll destroy their mother. They try to destroy the name of their mother. They'll steal from their own mother.
Help, Lord.
It's not them, it's the spirit that's in them.
Right. Help, Lord.
There's no more respect, it seems. No more respect for authority. Now you have single parents, these single mothers trying to do all that they can do to keep things going. And you know, we have to pray. We have to pray. Not just talk it, but we need to be there. We need to be there for them. You can make it. You can raise those children. We can help you. The church can help you do it. That's why there's Sunday school. That's why there's Bible class. That's why there's ministers. That's why there's testimony. That's why there's brothers and sisters in the church. Amen? We have the Holy Ghost. You can make it. As I was reminded just a few days ago, I had 2 graduates from my own family. Thank God for that.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Bethany and Tatum walking the stage, it wasn't me. It wasn't nothing I did. It was the goodness of God. Jesus did that.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know there's thousands of people that weren't able to walk that stage? And I'm not putting any of them down, but thank God for the testimony that you have.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. Notice that Paul gives the responsibility of stirring the gift of God to Timothy. It's Timothy's responsibility to stir up his own gift. Well, I have the Holy Ghost. Do something, preacher man. Here I am. Sing, choir, sing something. Preach, preacher man. You need to stir up the gift that is in you. We should be on Sunday morning so riled up and so prayerful in the spirit because we're praying Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all over again, continually prayed up in the spirit that by the time we get to church, we're already stirred up. How can you not get the Holy Ghost? If everybody did what they were supposed to do, how can somebody not receive the Holy Ghost? You're going to speak. You're going to receive something. You're going to repent because of the power of God. Rekindle that fire that you have, Timothy. You remember that fire, Timothy. When I remember that fire, Timothy, when I've laid my hands on you, stir that same spirit up. You have it. You have that same faith as your mother and your grandmother. Today we're amongst witnesses that we have that same faith. You know the truth. We, you know, people, the world knows the truth.
Yes, it does.
Adultery ain't wrong. It ain't no sin. Well, how come you're wrong when the husband come home? Well, praise Jesus. How come they're wrong when the wife come home? If there's nothing wrong with it, stay right there.
Yeah.
You know why you ain't going to stay right there? Because you're going to die. The world knows more than we give them credit for. They know right and wrong a lot of times. Even the atheists, it's been said, when they're on their deathbed, riddled with pain, you can hear them calling on Jesus. Let's not be counted with them. That love that we're talking about today, we don't hate anybody. Now, I know some of us are thinking about our mothers. Some of our mothers have passed on, and the prayers that they've prayed are still here.
Yep, Lord.
They're still happening. That thing that just happened last year, that was the Lord. That was their prayers.
Right.
Their prayers are still alive. They may be dead and gone, but their prayers are alive.
Right.
In fact, Jesus says they're sleeping anyway, but their prayers are still alive, well, and remaining.
Hallelujah.
We need to align ourselves with this type of love. This love today, I know, is honored all over the nation today. Happy Mother's Day. Will they honor their mothers tomorrow? Probably not. That's the world for you. But that's not the church.
Yes, Lord.
We honor our mothers all the time.
Right.
Now, sometimes this is the day that we like to manifest that honor that we have.
Yes.
And it's a special day. Although this, technically, this is the same type of spirit we should have every day.
Wow.
They call it CME. You ever heard of CME?
Christian
yes.
Mother's.
Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. You know, it's not a sin to come back to church next week, too, you know. Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. CME. Well, praise the Lord. If you're with us today and you desire, you know, I want that baton that you're talking about. I want to run the race. I don't want to lose this race. The race that I'm talking about today is for your soul, for heaven. You can make it. You can make it. Many of you are running right now. And I know sometimes it gets weary. Sometimes it may feel like you want to just slow down and stop. Don't you stop. Don't stop. And don't drop that baton. You keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. And I know Junior Deacon Connors, as he wasn't able to be with us today, I'm still able to say one more day. I done grabbed the baton, y'all. And who knows? Maybe one day I won't be here. And maybe somebody else can say one more day. If you're with us today, you know the Lord wants to save you. Look at we're living in the end times right now.
We are.
The end times.
Hallelujah.
That one world system, that one world government, it's already approaching. Even right now, to live the faith that we have, this unfeigned faith, it becomes more difficult every day just to do our simple jobs at work because we're questioned.